Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Don't forget, Saturday, 2 to 4, at the Landing in Liberty.
That's right.
Mac Morey, Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens, and Ben Maller will be there.
Doing the old Maller meet and greet.
We'll talk to him Thursday and Saturday for the first time ever.
That's right.
In my life.
Yeah, first time ever on Saturday.
I am so excited for those chicken fingers. I'm not even kidding.
The Ben Maller chicken tenders,
brother.
I'm
going to look directly in Mac's eyes on my first bite.
The dry rubbed Ben Maller grilled chicken tenders. Ooh, at the Landing in Liberty.
Let's go.
Phenomenal.
Side of ranch, side of honey mustard, side of fries. I'm good.
Can't wait. Got to do it.
Can't wait.
Got to do it.
Do we play our scripts from Friday or do we?
I think we do because we're going to get new scripts for the Chiefs too. Yeah.
We'll do the Chiefs one here.
But we got to figure out if we got anything right on Friday, right?
Yeah,
when we were, you know, doing the script for the NFL weekend.
I don't
right?
remember mine on Friday.
I don't either. Mac, did you happen to, after, I don't remember them right now. Mac, do you have the scripts ready to rock and roll?
Yeah, you guys ready?
Right.
This is our new version.
Let's do it.
Brewing there, they give the media something to talk.
What?
That was my voice.
Oh, that sounded like
something brewing in media.
Yeah, but something in the Twilight Zone.
Do
and
it.
Scene.
I don't know how accurate I'll be, but I think the Browns show some fight against the Chargers, but eventually blow up. Jameis Winston is erratic at quarterback.
Ding.
I think Herbert continues to look the part with Ladd McConkey. They have something brewing there. They give the media something to talk about as they continue their relationship on the field. Expect a little bit of Stafford and Cooper Kupp. I see that relationship between McConkey and Herbert. Also, I think Baltimore blows out the Broncos.
Ding.
Okay. The Broncos are a fun story. I think Bo Nix is great. But I think Baltimore, coming off a heartbreaking loss to their division rival, I think they blow Denver out. They're 9-point favorites in this game. I think Baltimore blows them out. I think Flacco throws three touchdowns, and the Colts actually do have a real quarterback controversy. Flacco, once again, comes into a team that needs a little bit of a spark. He did it last year with the Browns, almost got them the one seed and got them into the playoffs. Look for that to continue. And then I think we have a nice little matinee at 3 o'clock. Little Cardinals and Bears is going to be a show.
Yep.
That's Kyler Murray versus Caleb Williams. Caleb Williams and the Bears, obviously the game last week, the Hail Mary. Kyler Murray has been very, very good this year. For people that hate on Kyler Murray, this is a game with two quarterbacks that I could see just putting on a show at 3 o'clock as the Bears face the Cardinals at 3:05.
For me, what's in the script this weekend? This is the last weekend I feel like you can really say the teams are still alive, right? The Jets were 2-6 last night. Yeah, they're still alive. Now they're 3-6. Everybody's buying the Jets. And many teams, what is going on behind me right now?
Better be careful with their nettles. Did you flush the toilet?
I did flush the toilet, yes. So this is the last weekend that teams are going to be kind of alive. And I think many teams that lose this weekend, the internets are going to say, all right, you're eliminated and whatnot. But it's also going to open a few more teams to start selling as well, because the trade deadline, Tuesday's a big day. Trade deadline. Start to root for some teams to lose, right?
Mm-hmm.
Dallas fighting for survival. They'll find a way to win at Atlanta.
Nope.
Because that's good for business. Dallas winning is good for business. And so I think they're going to beat Atlanta this weekend. Lamar hasn't practiced all week. Will be a game time decision. He'll play. Denver's defense will hold the Ravens to under 24, but Bo Nix won't be able to score enough, and Denver will lose a close one to Baltimore in the witching hour.
Ooh.
Miami basically playing for the rest of the AFC East on Sunday. A loss by them to Buffalo. That division is officially over, but the Dolphins find a way to rally and beat the Bills.
Nope.
Tyreek Hill actually shows up, has a decent game on a last-minute score.
Nope.
Green Bay v. Detroit, game of the weekend, right? I think that's the game of the weekend for me. Best regular season game of the year, potentially, on this one. Back and forth, back
Damn
and forth,
weather.
Back and forth.
Dang
Packers
it.
Win this thing 45-44 with a last-second field goal. And everybody starts questioning the Lions.
No.
Games in Green Bay, that's why the Packers get the win in that one.
You can't win
Swing
them all.
And a miss on that one.
I think I went 500.
Swing and a miss. Why is there a cut called George Brett script that's 2 seconds long? What did George have to say? Did he nail it?
I don't know. I didn't listen. That was Nathan. Let me...
What's in it for you this weekend?
The Chiefs win.
Yeah, there it is.
There it is. That's good. I'm glad he saved
us. Even though they don't play. Oh, it's fantastic.
What's in it for you this weekend?
The Chiefs win.
I mean, just keep it.
Speaking of George Brett, we had him in for studio for almost 2 hours on Friday.
Yeah.
I see this cut in the system as well from Friday. And we've got this organization in a really good spot right
sure.
now, don't
yeah.
we?
I just hope Waka comes back. I really do.
Do you think he will?
Yeah, I think he will. I mean, I think he really, really enjoyed the guys on the team. The camaraderie they have and the culture in the clubhouse is so good. I mean, I was down there. I don't go down during the regular season, but I was in Atlanta for all those games, and then I was in Baltimore for all those games, and then I was in New York, and then I was in Kansas City, and just it was a culture that – Man, it reminded me of the 14 and 15 teams. It really did. Good.
So he thinks Waka's coming back. He was right.
Yeah, he knows.
He must have known something.
From the 816, Fesco, that might have been your worst predictions ever.
Yeah.
LOL.
No question. Yeah. Those sucked, man.
Lay off of the weed.
What?
Huh? Anybody else hungry?
I could sure eat.
I want a breakfast burrito immediately with hash browns.
Get in my Ooh. Belly.
So you want to do some script reading here for the Chiefs game, Matt? Yeah. Welcome back to the show. The Chiefs play tonight, so we get to our What's in it for the Chiefs script. Bob, who finished dead last week. Go first.
I mean, talk about a stink
You
job.
Did worse than Mac, and Mac didn't even
I
do
know,
it.
Mac didn't even do it. Like, yeah, I was horrible last weekend. All right, here's
Watches
what's going
a lot
happen.
Of football.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Chiefs will kick off. Tampa will move the ball down the field on the first drive, take an early 3-0 lead in this one. It'll be the last time the Tampa leads. The DeAndre Hopkins show then begins. First play of the game, DeAndre Hopkins. Be a big presence in the red zone. He'll grab a touchdown pass. 7 catches, 90 yards, and a touchdown for DeAndre Hopkins. Patrick Mahomes has found his new reliable target, and the rest of the league goes, And it's a nationally televised game, so you know the rest of the league is watching Patrick Mahomes tonight and DeAndre Hopkins, so that means they're going to put on a show. Kareem Hunt's going to have a nice day as well. He'll have a touchdown. He'll run hard for about 70 yards. It's now November. We're going to start to see a lot more from Travis Kelce. Monday night, Taylor Swift, big game. Everybody's watching. 6 catches for Travis Kelce. Couple of big third down conversions. Baker Mayfield gets sacked 3 times, and most of the starters are resting in the fourth quarter. And I predicted it as well as Sean did. 31-10, Chiefs get the win.
All righty. I'm going to stick with you, Bob. I think the Chiefs have shown bits and pieces of everything, but on offense, but tonight, that's where they're going to show they can do it all in one game, all in 4 quarters. We've seen deep balls. We've seen intermediate throws. Mahomes' magic with his legs. We've seen Kareem Hunt ground and pound. They're going to show a little bit of everything here tonight and say, wow, like this team has a lot of variety. They're very dynamic. Hopkins is going to get in the end zone. Noah Gray is going to get in the end zone, as is Samaje Perine. Kareem Hunt is also going to get another touchdown. Baker Mayfield is going to start out extremely accurate. It's going to be dinks and dunks. He's going to be like 10 for 12. They'll go down. They'll get a field goal in one of the first 2 drives. That'll be pretty much the peak. That's where the Bucks will peak. They'll highlight. And then everyone will start to tune out as the rest of the game will be the Chiefs. This game will have everyone turning it off by the end. 34-13 is my final score.
Mm. I'll start with mine right off the top. No interception for Trent McDuffie.
Okay.
I'm going to nail that one. I think Hopkins and Worthy both score. I'm kind of like, I'm not on the blowout page that you guys are, but I think Patrick throws for 225 yards. I think Kelce has 5 for 60. I think Baker Mayfield throws 2 interceptions and looks lost versus Spags and that Chiefs defense. And I think the Chiefs win 28-13, a simplistic script, but I think that's about as accurate as I can get it. So no interception for McDuffie. Hopkins and Worthy get a touchdown. Mahomes for 225. Kelce 5 for 60. 2 interceptions from Baker. Chiefs defense holds the Bucs under 20. Chiefs continue that dominance of not allowing 30 points or more. And in fact, I think the most points they've allowed all year, 27. I don't think they give up 27. I think they give up 13, and I think they score 28, which is a good win.
It's a nice win. Yeah, it's a nice win.
I wouldn't be mad about that.
I like George's prediction. What's in it for you this weekend?
The Chiefs win.
You're perfect. You're going to hear that in a promotional commercial.
Oh, yeah.
Remember to listen to Dusty, Fesco, and Mac after every The Chiefs win.
Yeah, when you were like, what's happening to me, Mac? You weren't here. George was like sitting in that corner and just went behind Fesco as he's reading his script on his computer and just like behind him on his shoulder.
Oh, perching over him.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That could have been bad.
Come here, Bob. What'd you say about me?
I like how you said no interception for McDuffie, Dusty. That just makes me think that it's going to happen.
It's going to happen.
It's going to happen.
Keep telling yourself that.
The wet ball will slip out of Baker's hand and flutter, yes. And McDuffie will come down with an interception.
Baker Mayfield is smart. He is not throwing the ball anywhere near Trey
McDuffie. Not at all.
I think I missed it, but no. Yeah, I didn't say it. This will be Mahomes' first game without an interception. I missed that in my script.
Okay.
First game without a pick, Mahomes, today.
I want to go back to something that Sean Smith had to say earlier. And we asked, like, who he wanted, and he said Marshawn Lattimore, right? Like, right. I think that seems to be the target now for a lot of people here in Kansas City. You'd like to get him.
And you're aware of the connection that he has with the Chiefs.
He does?
Mm-hmm.
What is it?
So he went after Mahomes in the draft.
Oh, and that's right.
The Saints.
That's right. We're going to take Mahomes.
They wanted Mahomes. Peyton was like,
allegedly.
Oh, I mean, there's audio.
I know there's audio, but we don't know what was going on in the room of that. You know, that could be like.
I'm saying, according to Sean Payton, at least that's what he said.
Right.
He went down to Lubbock and Mahomes was throwing. And he's like, he threw in like gusts of wind.
Yeah.
I think I have it from my old folder.
Yeah. No.
He's basically saying like, he was basically saying, like, we saw Mahomes. We gave him some tests. He passed him with flying colors. And he said he told all his coaches, he's like, we got to get out of here quick. No one knows we were here. This is our guy. This is the future of our franchise in New Orleans. Don't say a word. Meanwhile, Brett Veach was there 3 weeks earlier already, mm-hmm. scouting him out, knowing exactly what's going to happen with Nagy. And they already had the plan. So they then kind of found out towards draft night that Mahomes was going to go up. And they thought Chicago. Chiefs got Mahomes at 10. The immediate pick after was Marshawn Lattimore because they were like, well, that was our next guy.
That was our next guy, yeah.
And now they could be on the same team together in the division versus Sean Payton.
That would be really good. I love these revisionist stories of, well, we were going to take Patrick Mahomes.
I think they really were.
Were you?
If Sean Payton tells that story with that much detail about Patrick Mahomes, like,
oh, that they went down there and saw him and all, you know, I buy all of that. It's just, I just think it's funny. Like, you didn't have a chance, so you could walk around and say, we were going to take him at 11, but the Chiefs jumped us. You know, like,
Bubba was like, we were going to take him at 10, but we figured he'd be there at 14.
Right, yeah, like one of those. Like,
what
like,
are the Chiefs going to do?
Yeah, this revision. I was going to ask her out, but he beat me too. No, you weren't. You know, like, So I like the story. I do, but I don't know if like Sean McVay is like revisionist history with all this.
If
but either
they get
way,
Lattimore, the season's over.
The season's done. Yeah.
And he's that good.
He is. No, he absolutely fills arguably your biggest need right now, I think. Right. And Sean brought up Lattimore. And so we can talk about him because I do think New Orleans is a topic of discussion, guys. I mean, like, I've never seen something get so out of hand so fast like we saw yesterday. You know, Olave gets the concussion, right? You know, and the flags fly. And then immediately Michael Thomas, former wide receiver for the Saints, is blaming Derek Carr and talking smack on Derek Carr.
He sounded off.
And really, and then Derek Carr responds after the game in like a minute and a half conversation about how screw you, Michael Thomas. Chris Olave's brother speaks out and somebody asked him, may have to have this conversation with your brother. Is it worth it anymore? He goes, it's definitely not worth it in New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
Colin Saunders spoke out yesterday and said, we just lost like the Cottonelle Bowl because it was poop. And then Cam Thomas spoke out again yesterday, right? Like that thing. I hate to use
Michael
the term
Thomas?
Bleep show. Who is it?
Michael Thomas.
What did I say?
Cam Thomas.
Didn't he speak out too?
Probably.
Didn't he say something too?
Probably.
There's
like
85 people who spoke out yesterday.
Anybody tied to the Saints from 5 years ago was on
there was everybody was speaking out yesterday.
If you were a Lavis family member or a Cam Jordan.
Cam Jordan. That's who it was. Cam Jordan. I'm sorry. Yeah, Michael Thomas, Cam Jordan. He spoke like everybody's speaking out now.
Cam Jordan's like a Saints legend. Like, it's like
that's right.
Drew Brees, Mike Ditka, Arch Manning, and Cam Jordan.
Well, I don't know if Dick is on that list. But, I mean, he did trade their whole team for Ricky Williams.
That's fair.
I don't think Dick is on that list. He's a legend in his own mind. But, like, you got to think there's going to be movement down there today. They've lost seven in a row.
I'm surprised Dennis Allen's still there.
It's late in the day now, so I am surprised.
They scored over 90 points in the first 2 weeks. Everyone's like, "Oh my gosh, this offense!" And then they've literally lost 7 games.
They've lost 7 games in a row.
That was Carr's first game back, right? And after losing him to the Kansas City Chiefs.
And I've never seen somebody come out and start ripping the quarterback when somebody else got a concussion like that. Like, it was the quarterback's fault that he put the ball where he put the ball. And I mean, like, you got to throw the ball, you got to throw the ball. That's not the quarterback's fault. It's nobody's fault. It happens. It's the NFL.
Sometimes it is. Like, sometimes you're inaccurate, can throw a guy, you know, behind him.
Like a hospital ball.
Yeah, something like that.
And that's what they were saying Carr did. They were just saying that he, like, put him up on a platter.
It's so almost like they were insinuating that he did it on purpose.
Yeah, that's
too.
What I was.
And like, I'm like,
because Alex Smith got a lot of that early on in Kansas City, that he was like setting his receivers up to get hurt.
Yeah.
Like, he's putting the ball up too high, and then the ribs are exposed all the time. But it's also like, it's football.
It's football, you
right?
know?
Where you got DJ saying,
"He's a freaking freak, man."
Talking about Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, now you feel bad for Olave, right? Like, obviously.
Of course.
But that whole thing, that may be the most glorious bleep show right now in the NFL. And if it was a different team with people like you actually related to, like, nobody really relates to Derek Carr and Bob Allen or whoever the guy is down there coaching the team.
Bob Allen Ford?
Yeah, my guy's a Bob Allen. Go see my guy Lee out in Ottawa. But, like, it's bizarre how that team, if that was like the Jets logo or the Raiders logo, do you know how much more like bleep showish activity would be taking place, like with people talking about, because it's the Saints and they're just not anything anybody cares about,
right?
It's not a huge brand or anything like that, but that is a glorious bleep show. So if you want to get rid of Lattimore in the next 36 hours, we'll be more than happy to take him off your hands.
We can dive.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Into that.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.